Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, it's probably going against my instincts to even try here, but since we already got 1 foot out the door right now, call us right now for $100 if you have a story that we will never, ever forget. When The Burt Show is over, you have something that's so shocking that happened in your life, you tell us now so we tell this story to others later on, because we'll never forget it. 1-855-BURT-SHOW, and we could put you on the voice disguiser. But like, I had a threesome with my grandfather and his best friend.
That would stick.
That's one right there.
I'm not going to forget that.
Okay, that's one I would remember.
Yeah.
We'll all remember.
As we are doing our Burt Show flashbacks and going down memory lane, there are certain moments in the show that will always stick out. And whenever people ask, like, what's one moment that you will always remember? And I friggin' hate that this caller always pops up whenever somebody asks me that question, because it was so disturbing and so messed up. And I am a massive dog lover. We have rescued so many dogs. I got 2 rescues at home right now. So this story should be so repulsive on so many levels, but it just threw us all for such a loop. And it was, we were not expecting that ending.
And I think the topic was what happened over Thanksgiving that was so shocking that we'll never forget you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up getting a warning again, man. If you are a dog lover, you got kids in the car, do not. Just do not.
All right, Susan, what happened to you at your Thanksgiving that all of us are never going to forget you for years and years and years?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my best friend, and her sister had brought her little Yorkie dog.
Yeah.
And their father had brought their pit bull. Oh, well, somebody was feeding the little Yorkie under the table.
Yeah.
And, of course, having small dog syndrome, she growled at the pit bull and it bit its head off.
It bit the little dog's head off?
Yep.
Literally killed the dog underneath the Thanksgiving Day table.
Oh, yep, ruined everything. Nobody ate. Everybody got up and left. Yeah.
Yeah, I think our work is done here. Mission accomplished.
Off? Completely off? Yeah.
So there was no, like, a growl. There was just, like, a quick, and that was it? Little dog dead.
Yeah, that's what she said. The little dog just growled because, I mean, dogs are going to growl over meat.
Oh, my God.
And the pit bull just bit its head off.
Okay, our work is done here. Susan, we will never,
never,
ever forget
ever,
you
ever.
Around Thanksgiving time.
Ever.
And we never have. Who put the sound effect? Did you just put the sound effect in there?
No, that was in there real time. And I was like, I wonder who played that, me or Bert at the time.
Because you guys were both on the board. That was you.
We'll never know, but I wouldn't put it past either one of us.
So yeah, Abby, that happened.
I'm horrified.
Yes, right, but you'll never forget it.
Nope. Thank you.
So I don't know that there's anything on here that can beat that. So we would have to take that out of our minds.
I don't think anything will ever beat that.
Good God.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Obviously, so Ninny, we played Ninny a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And that's an infamous one as well. Yeah, the ones, because I'm looking at the phones too.
Yep. These won't get you $100. I mean, we're going to forget these. Help sister fake a drug test.
Nah. What about number 2? What?
Oh, okay. Okay, maybe.
What? I don't know, okay. But unfortunately, more animals are going to meet their demise.
Oh, my God.
So I need you to brace yourself.
Casey, you may be the only one that gets the $100 here. Let's hear it. The story that we will never, ever forget.
So I'm on the line with some military guys pinned down. My job is to take out the bad guys. We go to take out the bad guys with aircraft. Gun runs, and one of the bad guys starts running for it. And we take out that third bad guy that's running for it, and that bad guy ends up being a donkey when we go check the bodies later on.
So, all right, so you took out a couple of bad guys and a donkey.
Yep, and that went on the battle board. When you have your KIA board, it had a couple bad guys and a donkey symbol on it for the rest of the deployment.
So you got the number, a KIA number for that.
Yep.
You knocked out all the Jack A's. Wow.
How much crap did you get from everybody else?
The entire time I was deployed and my buddies were always messing with me. I still hear it at dinner where I'm the donkey killer.
Okay. Hold on. We got you $100. Where were you stationed when that happened?
Shrek Swamp.
Oh. Shrek Swamp.
Legend has it Shrek is still on the run.
You idiots.
we haven't heard Lord Farquaad on the line.
We haven't heard from Donkey in a while.
It's Sergeant Farquaad. Thank you very much. He's in the military now.
Casey, where were you?
I was in Iraq.
All right. One less donkey in Iraq. All right. Thank you for calling. We'll get you $100. How about four? What do you think? Yeah, why not? Mm. Hey, Omar.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Kristen. Hey, Abby. Love you guys. Been a listener for a long time. Love you guys.
Thank you. Okay, try to hook us up with a story we're never going to forget, Omar.
I was 14 years old. I thought I got a girl pregnant. Didn't tell my folks, and at the time I was working, and I had saved up enough money for a car. She gave birth, saw the baby. I'm Hispanic with a white complexion. The baby came out black.
So, obviously not your baby.
Yeah, for sure.
What a relief. And you were how old at the time?
14.
Ooh. So all that money you saved up for a car, did you indeed buy a car with that, or did you just end up spending it on something else?
I gave it all to her. It was about $3,000, maybe $4,000.
Why did you give it all to her?
I was trying to do the right thing.
She was clearly going to need it. She's having a new baby. She's going to clearly need it.
You were doing the right thing, and she was doing everybody else.
You are an idiot today. All right, Omar. With the finger points, even. $100 for Omar as well.
This is The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.